Good evening. Rarely has a new media outlet taken off as quickly as Twitter. Never has one been so appropriately named. Of course, it's good to know when Deirdre is painting her toenails and what Dominic thinks of EastEnders. Even better to see how many people in the supposedly stressed-out world have so much time on their hands. A benign, blithering place, though, for harmless bores who think the minutiae of their own lives and opinions are of worldwide significance. Not so. Of late, the social media have become literally a crime scene, peopled by so-called internet trolls trying to cause pain to the famous, the unfortunate, the bereaved. One was jailed this week for abusing the critically ill Bolton footballer Patrice Muamba. Another went to jail recently for posting obscene messages, mocking the deaths of teenagers and taunting their families. There's a lot of nasty stuff online. Is this the price we pay for freedom of speech in the connected world? Or have the social media given new impetus to our deep-seated desire to hurt and humiliate other people and should be curbed?